Hello again, you're listening to the news at 1. More than 1 billion euro, that's the price tag on 10 days annual leave for public servants in recognition of their efforts during the pandemic, according to the Minister for Public Expenditure, Michael McGrath. Addressing the Dáil this morning, Mr McGrath praised the heroic efforts of frontline healthcare workers and said it does warrant special recognition from the government. But he said that there is a very significant cost associated with the claim that was lodged by the INMO and other healthcare workers for 10 days leave. We'll be talking to Minister McGrath about the COVID bonus and other issues in just a moment. But first, our reporter Sinead Spain has been asking people if they think healthcare workers should be compensated for their work during the pandemic.
I would take a broader look at the definition of compensation, and I think this singular way of just a financial aspect of compensation is a little bit of a short view, and I think there are other ways of looking at compensation, like recognising they're crying out for better healthcare conditions, better work conditions, better training at work and so on and so forth. So I think there would be a better way of addressing their concerns and their contribution.
And should it be extended to anybody else beyond healthcare workers?
Well, I think there's a lot of people who are involved in public service and commitment to outwit just healthcare that made a big sacrifice and a commitment to making sure that everybody got through this pandemic. So yes, I would consider a lot of people outwit the healthcare workers that should be recognised.
My wife's been nursing for 25 years and she had to go back to frontline, full PPE for 12-hour shifts. By the time she gets home at 9 o'clock, she just goes to bed at 9:30 exhausted. Stress levels are just incredible. They haven't really gone down either because there's still so many cases every day. So it's not gone, not finished yet by a long shot. Some people actually got overpaid where they're on the pub. They got more money for sitting on the couch than they did for working. So, you know, you've got to be fair to people.
You should be given 2 or 3 days holidays, you know, just to compensate them for what they've been through, you know, with the COVID. Mm-hmm.
There's a proposal for 10 days holidays. What do you think about that?
That's even better again, yeah. I'm a healthcare worker myself, so yeah, I'd agree with
that. So you'd take it?
Oh, any day, yeah.
Definitely, yeah, I think they deserve it. I think their work has just been like, well, look, it has been appreciated, but I think they'd appreciate a bit more if they got paid a bit more.
And what about the proposal to give them an extra 10 days annual leave at a cost of 377 million? Is that worth it?
Yeah, I think it would be worth it. Like, I mean, 377 million probably isn't a whole lot more than what we're going to be landing to kind of get ourselves out of this rut. So it probably would be worth it, in my opinion. I think they deserve it, and especially to kind of get more people into healthcare roles in Ireland. I think it would definitely kind of encourage that.
Well, we're joined now from our Dáil studio by the Minister for Public Expenditure, Michael McGrath. Very good afternoon to you, Minister, and welcome to the programme.
Thanks very much, Brian. Good afternoon.
This reward or bonus for public service workers, it's been repeatedly promised by government ministers, up to and including the Taoiseach. But of course, the government also been accused of dragging its heels on this because it's something which originally surfaced many months ago. Healthcare workers unions, we now know, are looking for this 10 days additional paid leave. You've put a price on that. Are you rejecting that claim?
Well, Brian, I think the truth is that we are still living with COVID, and we can see that still in our hospitals and across public services and indeed across society. There are still significant challenges, and so it certainly isn't over. And I want to join with so many others, including all of your contributors there, in paying a genuine tribute to the frontline healthcare workers in particular, who really did go beyond the call of duty. They were absolutely outstanding over the last 18 months and in some instances had to work in incredibly challenging conditions, and the government does believe that there is a need to give special recognition to that. I would make the point that solidarity across society has been the hallmark really of this country's approach to COVID-19, and I think it has stood us well in terms of the vaccination programme, the way in which people responded really well to very difficult restrictions that the government had to impose, and as we exit the pandemic carefully and gradually, we need to make sure that we don't do it in a divisive way, and so we have to take that into account as a government in the way in which we respond now to this particular issue, which has been the subject of a Labour Court recommendation.
I'll come to the scope of any bonus in a moment and who might qualify, but on the specific claim lodged by healthcare unions for 10 days additional leave, are you saying that that's out?
Well, the recommendation from the Labour Court is that we would engage now intensively over the next number of weeks, which is what the employer side, which in this case is the HSE, recommended to the Labour Court, and that we would deal with this and bring it to a conclusion in the coming weeks. And that is exactly what the government will do. And I will be working with Minister Donnelly and colleagues across government to bring this issue now to a conclusion.
So and what's on offer, Minister, then, to frontline workers, and who would qualify?
Well, those are the very issues that we have to decide upon, Brian, because, you know, there was a recognition there among some of your contributors that others in the front line also did outstanding work. I think of bus drivers, prison officers, Gardaí, members of the Defence Forces, people who had, you know, customer-facing roles in the Department of Social Protection
and
the revenue.
So any special payment or special arrangement will have to apply much more widely than just to frontline healthcare workers then?
Well, I'm just making the point that I think we should not pursue a divisive approach. And we're talking here, of course, so far only about the public sector. And, you know, it goes without saying that so many private sector workers over the pandemic have had to perform incredibly difficult tasks, including retail staff. I mean, we all remember the really dark days of March, April last year.
Well, those are employees of private companies.
Correct.
So there's an additional challenge there. But in terms of government employees, whatever the scale of it, how much are you setting aside to meet this bill when it does arise?
That will be the subject of discussion now and consideration within government. We have, of course, been examining this issue over the last period. Our focus has been on grappling with the pandemic and trying to bring our country through it and in ensuring that we have a really successful vaccination programme so that we can exit from the restrictions that we've all had to live with over the last 18 months. And we've made great progress in that regard.
But the Taoiseach was telling us, Minister, just a few weeks ago at the start of September, that this bonus issue for frontline workers will happen and funding will be made available in the coming weeks. Is that still the case?
Yes, I'm giving a commitment that the government will address this issue in the coming weeks, and that does involve discussions across government, and also we have to engage with the representatives of those who are directly impacted. But I think we need to do it in a manner that is as non-divisive as possible and in a manner that is consistent with the solidarity that the Irish people have demonstrated in remarkably challenging circumstances over the last 18 months. So there is a lot of complexity here.
Yes.
It is difficult, as you can see, from the issues that have been raised by your contributors and by myself, because the whole of society paid such a huge price for COVID.
Sure, for example, in the UK, payments have already been made, several hundred pounds to healthcare workers in Wales, for example. Elsewhere in the UK health service, people here obviously are still waiting. If and when this arrangement is made, will it inevitably be spread over a number of years, this year and next perhaps, maybe beyond that?
Well, that's a point of detail, and I don't think that that is the most important issue. And of course, we have to work our way through that and bring that to a conclusion in consultation with the worker representatives, and we will do that. Right. But I'm making the broader point that as a society, such a high price has been paid. I think, for example, of carers who had to carry an extra burden over the course of the pandemic because day services and other services had to be stopped. And so we have to be inclusive and work our way through this while recognising there is a particular need to recognise frontline healthcare workers. But I do have to place that in an overall context that so many others also had to carry an extra burden over the course of the pandemic. So it's a difficult circle to square, but that is the task we have, and we will do that in the coming weeks, Brian.
We're less than 3 weeks now from Budget Day. Major focus at the moment on the rising cost of fuel and energy. The Commissioner for Energy Regulation has been saying today that customers can expect to see electricity and gas bills rising by around €500 this year. Will there be additional help for families who are struggling to meet those bills?
The government is concerned at rising electricity prices and indeed rising fuel prices generally. And we acknowledge that these prices are placing extra pressure on householders at this time. And the commitment I can give is that the government will certainly take that into account in framing the budget, which Minister Donoghue and I will announce on the 12th of October. We have certain instruments that are already in place that are at our disposal to change, for example, in relation to the fuel fuel allowance, the payment of which will commence next week for the coming season at €28 per week, and about 375,000 household benefits from households benefit from that.
That's means tested, of course. Could that means test be adjusted to bring in more people, more families?
The scope of the scheme will be examined as part of the budget, and that is an issue that I know Minister Heather Humphreys is working on and is examining what the options are in that regard, because the government is really conscious that rising fuel prices is having a direct impact on individuals and families, and in the best way that we can, we will seek to take that into account. These prices are outside our control, Brian. They're due to international factors, but we do need to respond.
Countries elsewhere have introduced price caps. Now, they operate in maybe fairly limited way, but is that under consideration here?
There are no plans in the short term to go down that road. I mean, those of us that have been, monitoring international developments in this space will have seen countries such as the UK that have introduced such controls. And as a result, we've seen a number of energy providers actually go out of business. So you need to be careful in the interventions that you make. And what we really want to do here is support the end user, the consumer, in the best way that we can through what we expect is a temporary period of elevated prices. So we recognise the pressure people are under. The government will take it into account and we'll respond in the best way that we can in less than 3 weeks' time.
On the budget position generally, indexation of tax bans to match wage inflation. So at least I suppose people stand still in terms of the amount of income tax they're paying. Is that the most that can be expected from budget 2022 on the income tax front?
Well, I'm sure you'll expect me to say, Brian, that that is a matter for budget day. But I would make the point that government is conscious that by the time Minister Donoghue and I stand up to announce the budget, it will have been 3 years since there was any change to income tax bans, for example. And at a time when we do have inflation now standing at almost 3% across our society, I think to characterise any change, for example, in the entry point to the marginal rate of tax as being a tax cut is deeply misleading. Because there is a rising cost of living. If you have a static tax system that doesn't change in any way, in real terms, that is a tax increase. So the government has to take that into account. But the overall emphasis in this budget will be on the expenditure side of the equation, where we will seek to bring about improvements in public services after a difficult 18 months, seek to secure the economic recovery, which is now well underway, but do all of that within an overall framework that brings our public finances to a safe place over the next number of years.
Briefly, if I might, and finally, Micah, will those affected by this get the 90% redress? They're looking for more, but at least the 90% redress for repairing or in some cases rebuilding their homes.
I want to acknowledge, Brian, that the genuine hardship and the devastation that people impacted by Micah are experiencing day to day. I can only imagine what it's like for them. The government recognises that and we understand it, and we are seeking to respond to that in the best way that we can, and that will involve significant changes to the existing scheme which is there. As you know, Minister O'Brien set up a working group. The affected homeowners have made a submission to that working group last week. The working group will report to Minister O'Brien by the end of the month.
They've made the point that in the case of Pyrite, 90% was the figure that was available.
The Pyrite scheme was quite a different scheme, and the amount of money involved was of a different magnitude entirely overall. This is going to be a very large bill that will ultimately have to be met. There will be a need for checks and balances, because when we're spending public money, taxpayers' money, we have to make sure that it's done in an appropriate and a responsible way. But the government is committed to responding to the crisis that is affecting so many homeowners, and I'm confident that that will mean very significant enhancements to the existing scheme that is there.
Minister of Public Expenditure Michael McGrath, thanks for talking to us on the programme.